What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Seven Figure Fitness Business Podcast. It's your host, Iggy, here to help you stay calm, change lives, and have business on your terms. In today's episode, we're going to be diving into some leadership principles and why they're really, really important. One of the things that we had identified, and one of the first things I do when I start building a team and putting some people together and wanting to align everyone's missions and their goals, especially as you're building and managing a team, if you want to build a successful business, you have to be able to cast a vision for the business. The vision's got to be big enough to where everyone's visions and goals actually falls under the greater scope and the greater vision of the business and the organization as a whole. You, as the leader of the organization, you have to have a vision big enough to where you can attract like really great people and where their visions, they can align it with the overall company vision and it makes sense for them to want to be a part of your organization long term. Now, one of the things that I like to think about are really core values that I can develop that's going to keep this team together, right? Now, there are a few things that you want when you're building a high-performing team. One of the things that I think through, there's like really five different principles and five different frameworks that I think through when I'm looking at a team, when I'm looking at people, when I'm trying to put pieces together to accomplish a particular goal or project. One of the first things I'm thinking about is like, what is their identity? What's the identity that I can create for this crew of men, this crew of people, this group of women, whatever it is? Like, I want to think about the identity that I can create for this team. The reason being is that identity is going to help shape the decisions that they make. It's going to help shape their attitudes. It's going to help them really have the right kind of mindset and put everybody's mindset on the same page. So I think about the identity that I want the team to have. And then once I kind of think through the identity and have that kind of framed out, the next thing I want to think about is, how did I want them to behave? What are some decision-making frameworks that I can create that's going to help this team make great decisions that is in the best interest of the business, best interest of the company, that's in the best interest of the mission that we've set, without me having to micromanage people, right? I don't want a ton of yes men's. I don't want to micromanage. I don't want to be like an overlord trying to dictate what everybody does. I like to set kind of like the frameworks and give people the freedom to be able to make decisions, troubleshoot, critically think, and make improvements and innovations. So I want to think through like, what are some decision-making frameworks that I can put in place that empowers the team to make the right decisions? And then once we have the identity, we have the decision-making frameworks, and then what I want to do is I want to set the bar as far as like, what is the expectation? What do I expect from everyone on the team? What do I expect from each roles, each individual? And making it very, very clear your expectations for each individual roles and each individual person is really important because, one, if they don't know what you expect, then you're not able to properly equip them and set them up for success, right? There's nothing more frustrating than being asked to do something and feel like you don't know what the person really wants. And then two, you feel grossly to do the thing that you're being asked to do. So I don't want anybody to feel that way on my team. So I'll go out of my way to communicate the expectation, clearly communicate what the requirements are. And I go out of my way to acquire the tools and develop the tools to equip them to do their job at a really high level. I don't want the lack of resources, the lack of tools, and the lack of training and the lack of clarity be the reason why people aren't successful on my team. And then number four, I want to have a great support system. I want to have a way to be able to support those that are on the team and a way for them to be able to give feedback, for them to be able to get feedback, and for them to be able to know that if anything is going on, there's a way for them to get the help that they need to escalate a situation and find a solution to the problem there. So once I kind of think through all these different things and have these different frameworks kind of in place, what I want to do is think about, all right, the vision that I've painted, is it big enough for the team to feel like, wow, like they can have really big visions and really big ambitions, and it's still going to be in line with the vision that we have for the team? Now, it's not going to be for everybody. And then the thing I want to think through is the identity. And as I'm thinking through these different things, I'm like, what are the core values that I need to establish for this team? based on like really the kind of people that I want to attract and the kind of attitude that they need to have when it comes to vision and when it comes to the things that we're trying to do. For one of the companies that we launched, AISetters.com, where we effectively are closing the door on the appointment setting process and the lead nurture process for all of the brands that we bring under that company. For us, we want to be the best in the world at turning a lead into a qualified appointment on a brand's calendar, on a sales team's calendar. Really, and the first vertical we're tackling is in the fitness industry because that's where we have the most experience. For this team, and as I was recruiting and assembling different people that I wanted to be a part of this team, and we started thinking through and we started working together, I didn't have like the core values mapped out, but I knew the core values were going to be a really important aspect of getting this team to function at a high level and getting them to communicate and think the right way. Right. So after a few months of working with the team, just being in the trenches with them, troubleshooting things, dealing with problems, dealing with bugs, eating a lot of shit, these core values just kind of came to me as I was meditating, as I was thinking about it. I was like, wow, like I really want to have these things established because I know it's going to be really important to lay a solid foundation and continue to build the type of business that we want to build. When you're thinking about core values, you want to think about what you yourself as a founder and as a CEO truly believe in, but you also want to think about what's going to be the stance that the company takes in the marketplace. You know, what's like the personality of the company? What's like the personality of the organization? With AISetters.com, one of the first things that that came to me was like, man, everyone on the team is big picture focused, right? So we have a saying where we don't sacrifice long-term satisfaction for short-term pleasure. And everyone on the team really embodies that. So one of the first core values is big picture focus. And the saying is, we don't sacrifice long-term satisfaction for short-term pleasure. What does that mean? And the reason why that's important is like somebody on the team may be tempted to take a shortcut to get a project done. Short-term pleasures, they get it done and they get to be off earlier and things like that. And they're sacrificing the long-term satisfaction of doing it right and not having to do it again for the short-term pleasure. But I noticed no one on the team is really about short-term pleasure. Everyone is big picture focused. And that becomes a core thing. Like when we're talking about things and when we're addressing bugs, people are like, you know what? I'm glad we're figuring this out now, because when we start to onboard more and more accounts, more and more brands, like it's so good that we're taking care of it now, because if we had to solve this bug with 100 brands under management, it would have been a nightmare. And that's an example of somebody who's thinking big picture and who's excited to sacrifice the short-term pleasure for the long-term satisfaction of building something incredible. All right, so that's the first core value, is big picture focused. Second core value is shit eaters. Now, it's funny when you think about it, like shit eaters, like what? Because everyone on our team and how we communicate, whenever a problem comes up or whenever we have to tackle a really difficult situation, everyone, their mindset is like, time to eat some shit. And what that means is they're willing, and everyone on the team is willing to put in after hours, is willing to go the extra mile, is willing to tackle the difficult situations, right? So that's a core value, because it was just a saying that we all started saying naturally. We're all like, all right, time to eat some shit, right? So that just became a natural part of a core value because it means something to everyone on our team. And that's really important when you're thinking about your core values that you want to develop for your business, for your organization. You want to think about the culture. What are the natural tendencies that the people on your team have? What are the sayings that you say very frequently, right? Because as a lot of these things kind of flow top, bottom, and bottom up. So because my attitude is like, I'm willing to eat shit however long I need to see a project to completion or to achieve success, everyone on the team just started adopting it. So the core value number two for us is we're shit eaters. We're willing to eat shit to see a project to completion and to help our clients get results. If that means rolling our sleeves up, going in, troubleshooting bugs, fixing automation, building a completely new acquisition system to help a specific client be successful, whatever we need to do to make it happen, we're willing to do it. We're not quitters. We don't give up. So that's the core value number two. Core value number three is obsessive greatness. And the reason why we chose obsessive greatness is because, one, we value delivering great results to our clients. Two, we're actually really obsessed about doing things the right way and being the best that we can be. I started to notice this pattern with our team where even if I make a mistake or if I'm about to do something that may violate a core principle, we're like, they call me out on it, right? And they catch me on it. And it's like, we're really obsessed about being great and being the best that we possibly can in our vertical and being obsessed about it. And so each person in the role that they're in, they've got to be obsessed about really being the best, right? And they have to obsess about the thing that they're doing. And if they're not obsessed about the role that they're in, it means they're never really going to be truly great. That obsession where you're going to sleep and you think about this thing and you think about the problem and you're obsessing over a specific problem because you're that passionate about it, that obsession is what allows you to be great. And that's what allows you to think big picture. That's what allows you to be willing to eat shit. And that's what allows you to be willing to put in the reps and under the bar to practice and hone your craft and get better. All right, so obsessive greatness is number three. And we're originally going to cap it at three, but the fourth one just hit me like a stack of bricks because there's so much conversation that we have around it on a daily basis. And that's data-driven. We, as a team, we're extremely data-driven. Even the team doesn't let me make a decision or make a change without quantifiable data to justify why we're making a change. If I don't have enough data to justify making a change, we do a soft split test to gather data to ultimately look at the evidence and be like, all right, you know what? We can justify doing it this way because we see enough quantifiable evidence to make the adjustment. All right, so those are the four core principles. And it took me a few months to really think about it for this team, even though we've been operating together. Because when you start thinking about your core principles, you want to make sure this is something that can really act as a glue and act as a decision-making framework and act as a filter to, one, attract the right people, but then, two, repel the wrong people, right? So now when we're interviewing, when I'm talking to people who want to join the team, or when I'm talking to potential developers, I'm talking to potential sales reps, or anybody that I'm talking to who wants to be a part of the team, I'm interviewing them thinking through these four core values. And it's been so incredible because now I can ask questions. You know, give me an example in your life where you really had to eat shit to see a project to completion. Give me an example where you were really thinking about the big picture. Give me an example where you were really data driven, right? These are questions that you can use to ask to filter whether or not somebody's gonna be the right fit for your team or whether or not they're gonna be the wrong fit. That's a core principle, and that's one of the leadership principles that I really try to embody no matter which organization I get plugged into, whether I'm a strategic advisor, whether I'm coming in as a consultant, or whether I'm building my own team and working on my own projects. These are the mental frameworks that I'm working through to make sure that when we assemble the right people, whether I'm there or not, there's a North Star that keeps everyone focused on the mission, but there's decision-making frameworks that allows everyone who is an important decision maker to make the best decision for the business, but then also operate the right way. Hope you found that helpful. Think about your own core values. Think about your team. And what I want you to do in the comment section, if you're watching this on YouTube or on Facebook or on Instagram, wherever you find this, in the comments, I should just kind of think about what are like the most common phrase that you say or people on your team say, right? And as you start to think about the most common phrases that you constantly say or their current sayings that you use to describe things and things that kind of your little mantras that keep you going, comment those below. I'm very interested to see what those are because you start thinking about more of those things. Those can also become some of the core values that you weave throughout your organization. So hope you find this helpful and I'll see you in the next one. Deuces.